Welcome to Analytics at Dynasty.com podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Really excited about today. Today is the launch of the Analytics of Dynasty.com real draft position tracker. This is something we did last year in the offseason, or late leading up to the start of the season. Got real drafts in there. This is new, improved version of that. So really excited about it. It is up live at analyticsofdynasty.com. There is a analyticsofdynasty.com/real draft position is your spot there. It is the top bar. It is one of the left options on the top toolbar of the website. So really excited about this. There's some really good data in here. I think some really important stuff. This is better than anything you can get in terms of mock drafts because it's up to date. It is real drafts. All the incentives are there for people in these drafts to be drafting properly and incentivized, which is great. You also get a mix of information and data. This is not biased or influenced by a particular site, by a particular group of followers. This is market data. So the best type of data that we can get to actually at any point measure the cost of players. So this is a very exciting day. This is some great work here went into the back of this from Carlos Sirachi. So really excited about all of that. So you can find it, again, like I said, analyticsofdynasty.com/real draft position. And what you'll see is the players so far as of I'm sitting here right now, there's 13 drafts. I expect that to continue to grow very rapidly over the next week, 2 weeks, month. It's going to be something that goes pretty quick here. So I'd be expecting that to move up in volume quite a bit. And what you'll see is there's a few columns. So you get the column, the player column. So you'll see on the top here, Patrick Mahomes. And again, that's the player, the position that the player plays, the amount of drafts and the sample size, his median overall, and his median positional draft position. So we did use median instead of average. And so what that basically means is the easiest way to think about it is for the median position, that means the player was selected at or before that position and half of the drafts, right? 50% of the time. The other times he was selected after that position, right? That is different from the average because the average can be influenced by one or two outliers in a sample that's not that big. One or two outliers can really move the needle. One player going 200 overall when their typical ADP is 50 because he was missed in the queue or something like that, like some crazy fluky thing, that'll really tilt a player's ADP. Similar if someone comes up and drafts a player at 25 overall that's going at 200 overall, that'll really shift the player's ADP and isn't particularly valuable information. So the median will measure the middle of them, right? It'll measure basically the middle value of all the drafts taken. So if a player's been drafted 13 times, the median would be the seventh one. And so that's basically how it works. So you can think of at or before that number, the person has been selected in 50% of the drafts. After that is the remainder, right? The other half. So that is very helpful information in terms of giving you a good idea of at that point, how likely are you to get that player. So really excited about all this. I think there's some really good data. I'm going to do another show here probably in the next day or two looking at some of the values here. So that'll be up on the site as well in the as part of the podcast. But yeah, analyticsofdynasty.com/real draft position. This is available to analyticsofdynasty.com subscribers. If you're at the subscription level or the GroupMe subscription level as well, right? Either of those two membership levels, the Analytics of Dynasty membership or the Analytics of Dynasty membership plus the GroupMe access will get access to the real draft position tracker on analyticsofdynasty.com. So really excited about all that. Again, if you have questions or anything, feel free to reach out to me. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. And we'll talk again very soon.